Hi there. The word for you today is deal with it now. In Amos 2:14, we read, "No matter how fast you run, you won't escape. No matter how strong you are, you will lose your strength." You know, problems don't magically solve themselves because you refuse to deal with them. Actually, they multiply. And as the Bible says, no matter how fast you run, you will not escape. Kristen Armstrong puts it this way: we become adept at running, try to flee from our pain, our past, and our issues. The problem is we can't run or hide or push things away forever, and eventually we'll tire and have to slow down. And when we do, all our junk will come rolling behind, headed straight for us at top speed. All the time we've been fleeing, our junk has been snowballing, picking up size and momentum. If we aren't brave enough to face it when it's small, it'll run over us later. Now is the time to deal with it. As fast and as strong as you are, you can't keep this up much longer. Interesting words, huh? So, what problem are you running from today? What issues are causing you to lose your strength? Make up your mind to stop right now and deal with them. Paul writes, Ephesians 4:27, "Do not give the devil a foothold." How? By spending one more day on the run. It doesn't matter how badly you failed in the past. 1 John 1:7, one of the great promises of the New Testament, says, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And then he adds, "The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin." Whether it's a stubborn habit or someone you fear confronting, come on, step up to the plate. The thing that's chasing you will lose its power when you face it down in the name of Jesus. Or as Paul says in Ephesians 6:13, "Having done all, stand." And you do that through the power of God, not your own strength. Okay?